Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls. This is your Masjid Quba. Are you ready and tucked into bed? Excellent. Tonight, I will be telling you a wonderful bedtime story, a story from the Holy Quran. Tonight's bedtime story is about the tribe of Thamud. Now listen carefully. A long time ago, in the land of Arabia, there lived a tribe called Thamud. This tribe was best known for its great builders. They built towns on wide rolling plains and high rocky mountains. In time, Thamud had huge and grand palaces and castles. Boys and girls, I have a question for you. Which grand masjids can you name across the world? Go on, tell your mummy and daddy the answers. Okay, I can think of Masjid al-Haram in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, Masjid al-Nabwi in Medina, our Prophet's Masjid in Saudi Arabia again, Masjid al-Aqsa in our beautiful Palestine. There's also the Sheikh Zayed Masjid in Abu Dhabi. That's a beautiful white masjid. Another masjid I really, really like is our Masjid Quba. Let's pray Allah takes us to all of these masjids and many, many, many more one day, inshallah. Now, going back to the story, it had homes carved deep in the mountains. Nobody could believe that men could make such beautiful places. Among the tribe, there also lived a prophet of Allah. His name was the Prophet Salih, alayhi salam. This prophet always prayed to his Lord, to Allah. The Prophet Salih, alayhi salam, gave Allah thanks for all the gifts Allah had given them. He thanked Allah for helping them build such high houses, and he thanked Allah for blessing them with such great skills. But the people of Thamud were different. They were not grateful. They did not say thank you to Allah. They would say,
"We are the smartest people on earth."
They'd say happily to each other,
"We know how to cut through strong rocks. We know how to make brilliant buildings."
And they would say,
"We have learned everything ourselves. Why would we thank Allah for anything?"
That was terrible, wasn't it, boys and girls? They weren't kind. Soon, many of the tribe became mean and not kind. Soon, many of them became very selfish and they did not help people. The people of Thamud had many wells, but they didn't let anyone else drink from them. They also had many meadows. Boys and girls, do you know what meadows are? Let me tell you. Meadows are open fields that has grass, herbs, and even hay. These lands were lush and green, but the people didn't let anyone else's animals graze on them. When Allah saw their evil and bad deeds, He decided to test them. So Allah sent a beautiful camel to the tribe. The Prophet Salih alayhi salam told his people to be good to the camel and let her roam across the land. He told them to let her drink from the wells and graze on fresh grass. But the tribe of Thamud didn't listen. They didn't care at all. In the end, guess what they did, boys and girls? They hurt Allah's camel. After a while, Thamud became even nastier. They were awful to Allah's prophet and wanted him to leave their land. Soon, a plot to get rid of the prophet Salih alayhi salam was planned. But this was Thamud's biggest mistake, and Allah became very angry. One day, an awful cry ripped through the town. A great storm quickly spread far and wide. Trees were torn from their places and homes were brought to the ground. Soon, the nasty ones were crushed by the very buildings they had so proudly built. In the end, only the good were saved and lived on. Those who were left knew that Allah tested all people. They knew Allah punished the bad and he praised the good. And on that day, they knew that Allah looked after those who loved him. Right, boys and girls, now that we have finished the story, what does this story teach us? Go on, tell your mummies and daddies. That's right. This story teaches us that when we have something, and it could be anything, even things we have made, or things we have made using our own hands, we must always thank and praise Allah. Because Allah is the one that gives us skills, makes us clever, and allows us to do things. And with these skills and clever brain that Allah has given you, you must always help each other. Help your mummies and daddies, and even help animals. Because everything is from Allah. We are all Allah's creations. Subhanallah. What an amazing story. Now, about that Masjid Quba competition, let me say, wow, there has been some wonderful colouring going on. Now that everyone has handed in their colourings, we will be announcing and saying the names of all the winners live on the Friday 8 o'clock bedtime story. So make sure everyone tunes in. Just to repeat, that's this Friday at 8 o'clock. Now, boys and girls, it's nearly time to close your eyes and sleep. But before we do that, we have to do two things. The first thing, we have to say thank you to Allah. We have to say thank you for everything he has given us. So, let's say it together. Thank you, Allah. To thank and praise Allah in our beautiful Arabic, we say, Alhamdulillah. Are you ready to say this with me? Let's count to three. One, two, three. Alhamdulillah. Very good. The second thing we have to do is, we have to pray the bedtime dua. This is again very important. Now let's pray together. Ready? Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Well done. That was very good, mashallah. Again, you have been wonderful listeners. Remember to pray the kalima with your mummy and daddy. Also, remember to be good and listen to your mummy and daddy. I can't wait to come back again on Friday for another amazing bedtime story. This is your Masjid Quba, over and out. Assalamu alaikum.